Hello there, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family, and EE Arts family, and Heart's Own family, as we are one big happy family.
Hooray, with all kinds of different beings and entities and stuff like that. We're all kind of a big Heinz 57 mutt sauce.
Absolutely. And this video, last video triggered thoughts of this video, and I was like, I've been meaning to get us to make this video for weeks, maybe even months.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So here we are.
And we're looking at a pyramid, and, again, we were just talking about the power of crystals and the power of sacred geometry in certain shapes. So when we think about the pyramids, many people immediately, think of the Belt of Orion as they are lined up with the Belt of Orion at a certain period in time, many thousands of years ago. And they are doing that for a reason, because, again, they are giving us a mile marker. These pyramids were actually put in place in the Golden Age. And the Golden Age was a wondrous age when we were exposed to many amazing beings that were truly benevolent beings, such as Isis, you see here, Osiris, Horus. And, in fact, as we've many people have realized through the work of so many amazing people, too many to list here, including Graham Hancock, Robert Bovall, so many people have done research going in deep into all this stuff that's just hidden right in front of our faces, certain alignments again. There's a reason why everything is situated as it is, and it's telling us a story. It's telling us the story of ourselves in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, really exciting, considering we've been nothing but had our true history covered up since day one by beings that, they kind of want to have control over everything. But once you start your awakening and you start to dig in, and then you learn all about these historic beings and the star systems they come from, and you start to understand that, wow, they were here on Earth too. This is part of our clan. It's part of our tribe. All these different beings coming here at a certain time to teach us how to be a human being, not a human doing. We should be being like a tree, or being like a flower, and or being like a bird. Just do what birds do. Don't worry about what the other bird is doing. Just do what birds do. Go about your day, enjoy life, know that things are going to be taken care of. That's where our hearts and minds should be.
You might have heard the term the wonders of nature, but how much time do we spend actually looking at nature and just realizing how wondrous it is? When we understand that we come into an incarnation with a purpose, and part of that whole purpose is simply to be in a body, to be solid, or apparently solid, right? Because, again, ultimately we are eternally consciousness, which this consciousness is just having an experience as a human being. Enjoy your human experience. Make the most of your human experience. And these beings that we see here, we have to recognize that all these gods and goddesses, all these ancient beings, are in fact extraterrestrials. And we can also label them interdimensional, multidimensional beings as well. But the fact of the matter is, if you track everybody's ancestry, our ancestry all comes from the stars. None of us are indigenous to this planet. We are all brought here, and we've been exposed to concepts like terraforming through our sci-fi movies. But that's a reality. That's just a regular happening all throughout the created manifested universe that we find ourselves in. Terraforming, making places habitable. Absolutely, because all these planets are created for life to explore. That's the whole purpose of creation, is create and explore and then learn and enjoy along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a very exciting journey too. It can be a little bit lonely, as you guys might know. There's really not a lot of people that want to talk about this at this time, but wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you are very unique to that place, and you're very much needed to help anchor the light and the new frequencies and the new vibrations that are coming into Earth that are far more balanced than the old.
Yes, and so beings from many different places, many, many, many different places have come, and they have experienced the Earth realm to different degrees. Some come here as extraterrestrials and just explore for a little while and move on. Others might spend most of or an entire life here. Some souls may come here as extraterrestrials and then decide they're going to go the route of incarnating as humans for a while.
Mm-hmm. We all have these options. We know what's best for our soul growth when we're not in these bodies. We can see where we want to grow. And although sometimes it might not seem like we volunteered for something, the fact is we volunteered for something, and we volunteered to expand ourselves. We volunteered to help bring change in the darkest of dark times. You know, some of us are very brave as far as stepping foot down here right now, but it's all about helping others. Ultimately, it's all about knowing that we are all one, and that we all come from the same source, and we are all here having a human experience.
And in the decades, in the centuries that will come to pass, it'll be no big deal to see other life forms that don't look anything like you. We were used to it in the past. We will be used to it again. It's just part of the experience. And you recognize sources and beings that, you know, some beings may look feline, but look humanoid feline. Other ones may look avian human. Others could be insectoid. Others can be reptilian. There's all these different possibilities out there. And when we look at different beings from our histories, again, so many of them, they've spent time on Earth, but they haven't necessarily been from Earth. As we look to Isis and Osiris, who are beings from elsewhere, and also of mixed background, because again, you might say, well, you know, Aset Isis, Aset is her Egyptian name, you know, she's of a Syrian background from the star system Sirius, but she does have Lyran connections, and then so many also have Arcturian connections. You know, again, this interaction between many different beings and many different star systems is just commonplace out there. Again, Star Wars is much more accurate than most people realize. Our buddy Bess, who is with us doing a little penance for helping humanity too much to where he kind of overstepped the bounds. And this is where we have to be careful, because if we do overstep the bounds, especially if we are from a more advanced civilization, you know, as an extraterrestrial coming here, you can incur karmic repercussions, which might take you a long time to correct. And even doing too much can be something that can incur a karmic debt that has to be repaid. And so Bess was called on perhaps as much, maybe even more than any other Egyptian quote-unquote deity. And again, Bess is an extraterrestrial, and he is with us, you know, right now as we're doing this video.
Mm-hmm. Bess loves to hang out and crack a joke here or there. He's very, very uplifting. So you could probably feel Bess is around you if suddenly you feel like you need to crack jokes, you need to be funnier, sillier, goofy to lighten the mood. This is Bess energy. So the first time I ever saw Bess, it was a lion showed its face to me, and then he stuck his tongue all the way out. And I thought, well, I'm sitting here telling Mike, I'm like, I do not know what this means, but there's this goofy lion. He's sticking his tongue out at me. He's going nanner, nanner, nanner. And Mike looked it up, and here we have good old Bess like a lion, sticking his tongue out. And from that night forward, he's wanting to be here with us. Moods help uplift our moods, because when we're in a high place, it helps you guys be in a higher place. So Bess is always here.
And it's not the first time that we met him. It's only the first time in this particular life. As we've gone deeper in, and Cindy has been able to see through meditations and channeling, we've worked with Bess in other lives. In fact, that's how we know him, and that's why we have this connection. There's an affinity. He's in some ways part of our soul group and a good friend at the same time. He's got that Krishna type of funniness to him. And at the same time, you know, what's he doing now? He's in fourth density, and he is basically learning, still learning. I've shared with you guys before, my biological father in this lifetime, I've had many lifetimes with him, and he was a very, very quiet, very, very quiet, reserved man, didn't speak much. What's he doing? He's teaching in fourth density, and, you know, he's teaching people all about, you know, incarnating it, because we've had times like in New Mexico when there was a whole bunch of, the only way you could say it is kind of like students getting ready to come into their first incarnation on Earth, in the Earth realm, and they're coming and checking us out and, you know, being told what we do and who we are. And yeah, you know, when you get down to it, it's not so much different on the other side, and you know, on the other side of the 3D, 4D coin. And yet it is very different at the same time.
Mm-hmm. We've discovered not for a while now that beings who want to come and incarnate here have been having a very difficult time trying to walk through this 3D realm. It is very, very chaotic. So they actually did start classes for beings before they enter into 3D to see how to handle things. And Mike and I, we've been through some stressful situations and we've persevered. And these beings were coming down to watch to see how we do it in the 3D. And, you know, just so that there's really no secrets, we really put our spirituality first. When things start to not feel right, we're doing mantras and we're meditating. That's how we handle the stresses, and we just inch through it little by little. So that's good information to help you guys to learn a basic mantra, find a quiet place in your soul. So when things feel really shaky and icky, you can just go there and help find your center again.
Absolutely. As we look at a statue of Bastet. And so Bastet or Bast is known as a feline deity, again, of the Egyptian lineage, or what we're brought up in as Egyptian lineage, depicted many different ways. And the reality is that she is feline. You know, this is also part of the big reveal. When you see these depictions, yes, sometimes there's priests and others that will imitate by wearing masks and headdresses. You will see the Hopi putting on what looks to be like antennas, because they're retelling the story of how the ant people saved them and brought them into the inner earth. But the ant people really are ant people. And we've had interactions with them as well when we were out in New Mexico. And again, there is a planet that is really the home territory of the ant people that's closer to us than either Venus or Mars. And it will be visible within a couple decades' time. As we change frequency, you will see it. And again, these are actual beings that look like, well, large humanoid ants. But they have intelligence, and they actually have a very good frequency, and they are very sympathetic, nice, benevolent beings. So when we see these beings, again, a lot of times we might think it's fantasy and all, but no, the ancients were depicting really what they did see. They truly were depicting this. And again, these are beings that we've called gods, but In reality, if we labeled them extraterrestrials, we're getting a lot closer to the reality. Again, these are just beings from other star systems and also other densities, because when we were talking about a golden age, we're talking about fifth density. And then the Silver Age, it's the upper part of the fourth density. And as we transverse the Silver Age, we start heading down towards the middle of the fourth density. When we go into the Dwapara, then we're transversing through the center, heading towards the lower, you know, part of fourth density. And then hello, Kali Yuga, unfortunately. But it's a cycle that we run through throughout time. So when we see these beings, oh yeah, no, they are very, very, very real beings. And yeah, they might shock you in some ways if you saw them and you weren't prepared to see a cat being, to see a dogman type of being, to see a birdman type of being or an ant being. Again, when we look to the Egyptian culture, we're really seeing kind of the remnants of an Atlantean culture, again, in a transitional period. And again, the interaction between the beings from Sirius and Orion and many other different places, the Lyrans. Again, when we think about Pleiadians, the Pleiades are relatively young stars, but they are the home to many humanoid beings that actually had to flee a war-ravaged area. And in fact, that's us in so many ways as well. That's the humans basically on Earth in many ways as well. When we talked about the ones from the Sumerian legends, you know, those, that group that starts with an A, ends in an I. Yeah, again, those are, we could view them as fallen Pleiadians that fell in the war and succumb to the reptilian influence. And so they have taken that AI Kool-Aid, but we won't go down that path, because what we want to focus on is the benevolence and the ones that we encounter here and the significance of the pyramids. Because what were the pyramids for? The pyramids were brought here in the golden age, and they were areas where people could heal. They are holding a frequency on the planet. Yes, in the bigger scheme of things, they do draw in frequencies. They do hold a resonance, and they do help the planet. But at the same time, they also helped individuals. And people would come from miles around. Absolutely. They would make big pilgrimages to come and to go to the pyramids, where these extraterrestrial beings would do energy healing on them.
Mm-hmm. And what the pyramids do is they bring a great deal of balance to the body. And when we look at things, look at our bodies today and our energy, the imbalance that we are in right now is just astronomical. If we were to be better able to find perfect balance, even go somewhere, well, out in nature, you can bring your body into balance around nature, we would live a lot longer. But in this dark Kali Yuga, we're so far out of balance, and we're not supposed to live super long lives. But those back in the golden age really understood how important balance was, and then there are ways to amplify that balance on this planet.
Absolutely. So I could see so clearly when this information first came through from the guides, the pictures that were running in my mind were like from a memory of people lined up and just waiting to come and to experience the energy healing that was happening in mass for those that were coming to visit the beings again, like Isis and Osiris. You will have people trying to correlate them with Enlil, Enki, and others, and it's not the case. Those are totally separate beings, totally separate beings. Again, history is one in which it's been revised with the ultimate goal of distortion, and also the understanding that as time goes on, we'll start to uncover certain truths, we'll start to learn more. At some point, yes, it'll be just common knowledge. Everybody will realize that it's always been an extraterrestrial thing the whole time. So the next step in controlling the narrative is saying, well, these benevolent beings, Isis and Osiris, are the same ones. You know, they're going to try to tell you they're the same ones as some that are not so benevolent, but that's not the case. This is where you have to use discernment. And again, that's all about raising your frequency, becoming detoxified in every way, shape, and form you possibly could. You know, one way that has worked again so well, and I was recently reminded about how well it's worked, is just simply the intermittent fasting and just going a certain period of time, you know, minimum of 16 hours a day of not eating, and eating in a smaller window just allows your body to detox, which is going to help you to bring your frequencies up. Because everything we're eating, breathing, and drinking is all about lowering your vibrations. This is the big reason, really, the number one reason. There's other reasons, but that is the most prime reason. And that's why you see the funny clouds in the sky as well. It's all about cutting you off from the light of the sun, which is triggering DNA reconstruction and also memories and also abilities. And so, you know, we have to help utilize this as well as detoxify from everything that they are putting in our way, and utilize the natural abilities and all the tools of nature, like crystals and just simply the sunshine. You get a beautiful day with sun, the sun's out there and there's none of those funny clouds. Utilize it, get out there, consciously absorb the energy. See your DNA as you're out there absorbing the sun. See it reconfiguring. See it raising you up in frequency and vibration. You can hold on to the images of these beings like Isis and Osiris to catch hold of their frequency and their wisdom. When the guides were speaking about Cindy, one of the first times that she was channeling fully under a trance channel, they referred to her as the granddaughter of Isis, Aset. And that is, again, because that's ultimately part of our lineage, is it goes back to these beings. It goes back to the times in the Golden Age when the benevolent beings were here guiding humanity. So we wanted to share that with you guys.
Indeed, and I know that so many of you really feel these ties as well through these beings, and you might feel a tie to the Egyptian pyramids or that culture, or see a specific beauty in a lot of the photos and the way they dress and the images that they hold. And this is speaking to awakening your DNA, awakening your light body, so you can remember who you are and understand the power that lies within you and start to heal all of those traumas that have been given to you in this lifetime and many other lifetimes. So this is a great time of healing so we can make discovery.
Absolutely. So we hope you guys found this useful and interesting. Again, if you do want to set up an appointment, it's evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. We thank you guys for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys. Keep holding the high frequencies. Keep remembering who you are and where you come from, because if you're listening to this, your lineage is from the stars.
Indeed.
God bless and namaste.
Namaste.